Hello. Hello, hello, hello. I am not Corinne. I am Coach MJ. I'm going to rename myself. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is rainy and cold where I am. So it's like, I'm glad y'all are here with me. Makes it easier on this cold, rainy day. All right. This is a 30-day success plan call. Coach Lisa is here with us as well. She is going to be the chat and in the Q&A for this call. She will type in all caps. She is not yelling at you. She just wants for you to be able to see what she is saying. That's how we do things here at No BS. This call is for anyone in the membership. However, especially for my first 30-day people. If you are in your first 30 days at No BS, we want to make sure that you try to at least attend one of these calls. We do them a few times a month. And if you can't attend live, that you at least watch the replays. So, of the people on this call, there at the bottom of your screen or somewhere, depending on where you're looking, there is a reactions button. If you could give me a thumbs up or a heart if you are in your first 30 days in No BS. If you're in your first 30 days, welcome, welcome, welcome. What? Welcome, No BS women. So what we're going to talk about is how to have success in your first 30 days. Now, if you are near the end of your first 30 days, or if you've been here for 5 years, how to have success in your next 30 days. And so that is what we're going to talk about. You cannot be seen or heard on this call at all. It's just me. It feels like I'm talking to myself, but I'm actually not. Y'all are here with me. If you would like to read along, all of our calls inside of No BS has a closed caption button. You can enable that. There will be some misspellings, but at least you can read along if you would like to, if that is how you like to learn. This call is recorded. And it is released every the our calls inside of No BS. Our Zoom trainings are released on Tuesdays and Fridays on the private member podcast, as well as on the video replays page. So if you have to hop off or you really want to attend a call and you can't come, just know that like today, if you have to hop off, wait till Tuesday. It's coming. It'll be posted for you. All right. So we're going to talk about how we do things a little bit differently in No BS. What you need to be focused on in No BS, and it does not matter if you're on day one or day 5001, where you need to focus. Because look, life happens. It's the holidays. I get it. So a lot of times when we have old habits that we follow for a really, really long time, and then life happens, we hop back into our old habits. All we need to do is get going again. So that is why this is so helpful. You can post in the chat. And if there's something you specifically want to ask me or Coach Lisa, make sure that you put it in the Q&A box so that we don't miss anything important that you want your questions answered about. So, how is No BS different? How is it different? So, a lot of times, whenever you start a diet, and we've all done it, you go in all or nothing. Weight Watchers gives you the points. Dr. Adkins gives you your carb count, and you must follow those specific rules in order to lose weight. But in No BS, we do it a little bit different. We want you to start right where you are. So, a really good example is, in No BS, we teach you the four basics of weight loss. When I first started No BS, I really did want to work on water. I drank coffee all day long until it was time to switch to wine. No water was had, 0 ounces. But in No BS, we teach you to try to get 64 ounces of water a day. That is your goal. I was so far away from 64 ounces. I was like, 64 ounces, what? I knew I was getting 64. I get 64 ounces of coffee. I'm your girl. 64 ounces of wine. That's a lot of wine. Might not be your girl, but I was getting close. So for me, it was just drink one bottle of water a day. I knew I was not going to be able to go from no water to 64 ounces overnight. And so I had to just start right where I was. And eventually I did get up to 64 ounces. It took me a little bit of time to get there. And that's okay. I just coached somebody on the last, like the weight loss and life coaching call. And she was finding success. She was not planning like her whole day at one time. She would just start it out just writing her meals right before she would eat them and making that decision in the moment while she was being intentional. That's where she is. And so we all start from a different, maybe you're like, you came in and you're like, girl, I'm water drinking from way back. Well, then that's going to be really easy for you. You don't have to apply a strategy and figure out how you're going to get there. Before I found Corinne, y'all, you may not believe this. I'd never read a self-help book in my life. I'd never been a journaler. I'd never been a planner. I did not drink water. So I had a big uphill climb. I had a hard road ahead of me. So I had to pick the one thing I knew I could work on, like water and planning. Those were really difficult for me at first. And that's where I started. So you start right where you are. The other thing that we do in No BS that is a little bit different is the way that we measure success. So for a lot of you who have been dieting forever, the only way you ever give yourself credit for being good is if that scale goes down. That's it. So only way you know to say, yes, this has been a good week. I have done a good job. Scale went down. I am awesome. But what a lot of us don't realize when you join No BS, when you join No BS for me, my scale was going up. It was going in the opposite direction of what I wanted it to go. So when I first found No BS and I started increasing my water, I started intentionally planning my food and making some decisions ahead of time. That first couple of weeks, I did not lose weight at first, but I stopped my train. I was no longer going up. So a lot of times people get discouraged, but they forget where they were. They forget that every time they would get on the scale, it was going up and up and up, and they join No BS and they make a couple of changes. And because it's not going the opposite direction, you beat yourself up. But that's not what we do. We look at our data. We look at everything that we're doing well. We look at what we need to level up. And we celebrate the shit out of keeping the scale from going up. When you can pull that train into the station and get it to just stop going up, that's a huge win. Because when you stop the scale from going up, you're not that far from it going in the opposite direction. And so we want to look at everything that we're doing. For me, I was not a water drinker. I told y'all, if I could look back and like 5 out of 7 days got, a bottle of water in, celebration. Because I'd never been able to do that before. Writing my food when I'd never been a planner, huge celebration because I'd never done that before. Giving yourself credit for what you're doing. And my best example of it, y'all know I love a good example. I love a good example. When you potty train your kids. So you celebrate the shit out of them when they go to the potty. And you encourage that behavior and you tell them how well they're doing, even though you know at first they're not going to be perfect at it. Just because they sit on the potty one time does not mean that henceforth and forevermore they will sit on the potty. But you don't dare say, good job, you sat on the potty. You know that's not going to last, but I'm going to be cleaning poop up in the next couple of hours. No, you just celebrate them. You give them credit for what they did well. And then you just readjust your plan, your potty training plan, when they have an accident. That is what we do in No BS. We celebrate every time we do something well that is taking us towards our goal. And then if you don't follow your plan or you don't listen to your hunger or you don't get all your water in, that is an opportunity to learn and figure out what you want to do differently next time. It's not time to beat yourself up. It's not time to call yourself a failure. It is not time to just call yourself a screw up that you're never going to figure it out. It is time to put on that lab coat, take off the judge's robe, and figure out what you want to do differently next time. That is exactly what that means. Yes, Lisa is so right. Celebrating the other data can really help with that scale drama. A lot of women do have scale drama. The only thing I would encourage you to do if you really are like, I don't want to weigh it first, at least get a baseline number. Corinne always talks about she really doesn't know where she started. She's saying 250 because that was the last time she weighed. And then she started losing weight. So she really does not know how much weight she lost, just to get your baseline. There's a version of you at goal weight that is really going to want to know that number. She's just sitting there waiting for you to get there. And that number is going to be amazing for her to have. And if you're not there, don't do that either. Remember, it's your own journey. You get to do whatever it is works for you. So in your first 30 days, you are in the amazing 30 days Facebook group. You are in there for 30 days. Why do we do that? To really give you a smaller group, help you dial in on the four basics, make sure that you can get through at least, you know, the first little bit of no BS. So you can start establishing habits. And we want to make sure in your first 30 days, you get on that new member transformation call. There's a link in the quick start to schedule. It's in email. We've posted it in your Facebook group. I want you, if you're in your first 30 days, tell me who has gotten on a new member transformation call, either with Ashley or Christy. If you have taken, or at least have it scheduled, that you're going to get on it. Nobody. Okay, you've been on one. Okay, thank God. There were a lot more thumbs up when I asked who was in their first 30 days. I did my calls. Thank y'all. Yes, thank goodness. I'm going to tell you, that is a great way to get face-to-face with a coach and have all of your questions answered. If it was like four members or less and you were on screen, Meg, you were on a transformation call. Good. Ava, Lisa, will you reach out to Ava, please? Lisa, go hook you up, Ava. She's going to reach out to you. All right. So I want to make sure that y'all are all, if you're in your first 30 days, you're taking advantage of that. Use us up in that 30-day group. And I also want you to know where you can get help and why it is so important. Because it's one thing, I mean, I could probably ask every no BS woman pretty much that's been here for a minute, where do you get help? People say support at pnptribe.com, click the blue question mark, go to ask coaches. It is one thing to know it. It's another thing to do it. And I'm just going to tell y'all, I say this on all of these calls, our crystal balls are broken. They are broken. They are not working. They are legit out of service. No BS woman ever needs to sit around in overwhelm, confusion, frustration, anger, any of that stuff. You've got a team of people to help you. Real human people. Coaches who have all done no BS. We only hire no BS women. But if you don't let us know what you need, we can't give it to you. I look at the exit survey sometimes, and it's like, you know, I look at these exit surveys, and it was like, I really, you know, it's not you, it's me. No, it's us. I need to help you. I can help you. If you're like, I just can't get it going, I can't figure it out, reach out. That's what we're here for. Don't sit around another day thinking you're broken all by yourself. We won't quit on you ever. But we don't know you need help unless you tell us. We cannot help you. All you have to do is ask, either in Ask Coaches, email support, post in the Facebook group, you get the help you need. As women, we so often suffer in silence and we tell ourselves we should have it all figured out. I should already know this. It's not everybody else's question is more important than mine. They're going to think I'm dumb if I ask this question. No, that's not what we think in OBS. Every time somebody cancels because they don't reach out for help, it breaks my heart. Because you've got a team of people here that have all the answers. All you have to do is ask. The minute you raise the red flag, just like Ava just said, I'm not in my first 30 days, I need help. Lisa's going to email her ass. No woman left behind. We're going to personally reach out to Ava. You know why? Because Ava was brave enough to say, I am struggling. Help me. And Lisa is going to help her. It's all she had to do. The rest is as good as done. Lisa's going to take care of her. Because she was brave enough to ask. Be brave enough to ask. And we will help you. All right, that's enough. Got on my soapbox. Now I'm off my soapbox. I'll get back on another one. Don't worry. Another one shall come. I love a good soapbox. Let's see. Anonymous says, because I do like to answer some of these questions as we move along. After my first 30 days, for whatever reason, I'm just not motivated to listen to the modules, make my plan, eating beyond full, and when not really hungry. So she's not really following the four basics after her first 30 days. And then she's eating things she wasn't eating in the first 30 days. Chocolate. I keep eating one or two rows of chocolate. Why can't I get back into it? I feel stuck. Yes. Okay. So it is normal for motivation to wane. You're not going to be able to lose every damn pound with the feeling of motivation and the wind beneath your wings. It's not going to happen. What you do need, though, is a commitment to yourself, a solid plan for yourself, and the ability to meet you where you are. So it sounds like, Anonymous, in your first 30 days, you were planning things that you were excluding things from your plan that you really wanted to include. And after 30 days, you're like, girl, this is too much. I'm gonna start having some chocolate. And then what happens is you're like, well, you were losing weight that first 30 days and you didn't have chocolate, but you're not gonna be able to lose weight anymore. But that's what's gonna happen. And then it's time to write your plan. And you're like, well, you know, you are eating chocolate. Not gonna lose weight anyway. What's the point in planning? I know I'm not really hungry, but you know I'm eating that chocolate. I might as well. That is what is happening. So you probably, if I had to guess, and you can write in to Ask Coaches Anonymous too, and talk this through with a coach, have a back and forth conversation. But you probably the first 30 days made a should plan. I should eat this if I want to lose weight. I should exclude chocolate, even though I really love it. And then what you had going on was a lot of restriction that first month. And then the willpower, you ain't got, you got a little tiny bucket of willpower. And you used it up in that first 30 days instead of planning what you really love. I bet that might be what was happening for you. Nina says, I still eat for comfort, but I absolutely know when I'm doing it. This is the phases of change. Yes. Yes. Awareness is step one. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Love it. That is exactly how it works. It's probably, Nina, before you were eating for comfort and had no idea. Now at least you know you're eating for comfort. And the next step may even be, I still eat for comfort, but I stop a little bit sooner. I don't eat as much as I was eating for comfort. And then what will probably happen is, you're like, can I just not eat this one time? And so then you'll start to pull away a little bit of that comfort eating until you kind of move your way through the phases of change. I love that. That was a really good question and great awareness. That was really good awareness. Celeste says, how much did each of your coaches lose on no BS? I find real life examples inspiring. Lisa, do you, I lost 85. I'm trying to think how much Julie has lost. Every time she keeps losing damn weight, so I can't keep up with her. She's lost 90 some odd pounds and she's about halfway through her journey. Do you know? Oh, Lisa's lost 70. Yeah, Julie's at like 85 or 90. She still has weight to lose, but she's killing it. Because every time I quote how much she's lost, she was like, now it's like 93.4 or whatever it is. Carol says, can we tweak our 24-hour plan if there's something we may have forgotten to add that we think of later? I say no. I say no. And here's why. Because that's still like a couple, I used to plan ice cream and then didn't plan ice cream. And then a couple of times, like I forgot to plan it when I really wanted some. And then I'm like, but I didn't plan it. And that was the equivalent of me wanting it in the moment. So if you love it, like last night, Carol, I told this on the last call, I had planned leftovers for dinner. We went Christmas shopping. It was a long day. We weren't going to get back. We were all starving. And so I did adjust my plan in the moment because I literally wasn't at home. And I was so hungry. I was like headache hungry. So it's not like I could just sit down and have some water while my family ate. I literally had to change my plan. And so you can change it in that perspective. It was off plan eat. I'm good with it. I love my decision. But if you keep allowing yourself to add things just because you decide, if I'd have known I was going to have the shitty of a day, I would have planned ice cream. I'll go ahead and add it now. You just want to watch the reason for it. Let's see. I think this may be anonymous coming back. I did include the stuff I wanted to eat within the first 30 days. I feel like since the 30 days were up, I became anxious and stressed about returning to work. I feel sad, stressed, bored, lonely that I don't have people to go out with. I just don't feel like doing anything. Well, on Tuesday when the replay comes out, watch the coaching from before. We talked about friendship. So you were going to go back to work. And you don't feel like doing anything right now. So there's a couple of things that you need to do. I'm just going to call you anonymous because you had anonymous before. I'm just going to keep it that way. So you need to work. You need to work on with a coach and ask coaches what was going on at work. Like, why are you so worried and anxious and concerned about going back to work? Because that's what happened. It's not that you're not as motivated. You probably still have a goal to lose weight, but these other triggers kind of came up for you and it's way overpowering the motivation. So I'll show you how to get to ask coaches. I want you to go there and get all your questions answered over there and go back and forth to do that. All right. Now I'm going to share my screen and I'm going to show you all the things that you have at your fingertips as a member. Now, where'd it go? Here we go. All right. So quick start. Here is the quick start. This is also where your new member onboarding meeting link is. So you can always come back here and get it, the transformation call. We've got the planner and we've got the No BS weight loss course. This is really where I would focus all of my attention. Whether you are new here or you've been here for a while, if you notice that your four basics are slipping a little bit, always come back to this foundational pathway, the No BS Weight Loss course. That is where you want to be. Sorry. So I want you just to come here and do all these things. You've got the planner right here that you can use. If you are not ready for the planner, guess what happens? You just get a sheet of paper, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack. If you are ready for the planner, but you feel like there's a lot of questions on there, you don't want to answer them, just use the planner to write down your food. And then you just start the course. You just work your way through the course. If you're on the go, you can listen to the podcast. So you can download the Private Member No BS podcast. You can listen to it on the go, which was the only way I ever got through No BS because I was a busy mom of three and a full-time physical therapist. In your first 30 days, you are going to be able to get into the new member first 30 days Facebook group. You can click here to join. It's a smaller group. After 30 days, we will send you an email letting you know it's time to join the new group. When you come back over to the website after at day like 31, you'll have a different Facebook page to look at. The link will be there for our main Facebook group. Plus, you will have access to all of our subgroups. So if you love that small group feel, you may want to join the main group and then join some of our subgroups. You can read all about them here. And after 30 days, you get access to accountability. So we have an amazing accountability coach, Dina. After 30 days, she can help you find an accountability partner inside of No BS. Okay. That is what you want to, that's where you want to spend your time. Now, so many people get on here and then they just like move around and they're like, oh, there's No BS. Oh my God, this month in No BS. Oh my God, I want to do that. Oh my goodness, there's pathways and bonus courses. I need that. Oh, I need to do all the live calls. No, you don't. I say this every time. Y'all, probably somebody could type it in the chat. Everything on this website is available to you, but it may not be for you right now. I'll make this bigger. It may not be for you. We have a maintenance course. If you are sitting here and you got 100 pounds to lose, you don't need the maintenance course. We have a mindful drinking course. If you don't drink, you may not want that course. We've got a course about scale drama. We've got people on here that were talking about scale drama. If you don't have scale drama, that is not, it's available to you, but it's not for you. I want you to think about, like, if you get Netflix, which is basically, Corinne always calls us the Netflix of weight loss. You don't pay for your Netflix subscription and then get pissed off because you can't watch every single offering that Netflix has. It's all available to you, but it's not for you. Oh, there's a bee or something in here. Oops, sorry. I heard buzzing and I'm like, what is that? I don't know. If we see it, I'll kill it. Just so we're clear. So everything is available to you, but it may not be for you. I want everybody to know that. What we're doing this month in No BS is available to you. But if you're working through the No BS weight loss course, do that first and then come back. We archive every month so you can look through at the things that we've done the past several months and pick and choose what you want to do. Maybe you want to go through a pathway instead. I want you to make sure that you're not trying to do all of the things, okay? Also, this is the Facebook group. Facebook is recess. If you are in the Facebook group and have not made your plan, get out of the Facebook group. If you notice that you're doing Facebook instead of doing the No BS Weight Loss course, get out of Facebook. It's available to you. But if you are, we did a survey not long ago. So there are three types of No BS women. The bottom line bitch, which is like, just give me, I need the course, I need the planner. It's all I need. I don't need any extras, no bells and whistles. Then you have the moderation mama. Moderation mama is the bottom line bitch. However, she may join the Facebook group. She may join accountability group. She may pick it, may attend a call or two, whatever it is. And then we've got the deep dive diva. Deep dive diva sees this and they're like, give it all. I am going to devote my life to No BS. I am going to listen all the time. Got my AirPods in. I don't get overwhelmed. Give me all the information, all the things. Do you know that we found out that less than 10% of our members are deep dive divas? About 40 some odd percent were moderation mamas and about 40 some odd percent were bottom line bitches. That's it. Most of you feel like if you're not a deep dive diva, you're not doing it right. But the truth is, if you're a deep dive diva, you're the unicorn. You're the unicorn. And it's all available to them. And it may also be for them. But the vast majority of you listening on this call are like, give me one thing, and then the next thing, and then the next thing. But the whole time you try to be a deep dive diva, and you're not. And then you judge yourself because you're not a deep dive diva, going against everything that you are. And I'm going to tell you, when I lost my weight, at first I was a bottom line bitch. Then I left working at the nursing home and I went into home health as a PT, and I was in my car 8 hours a day in between patients. I was like in a rural community. I was in my car hours every day. All of a sudden, bam, I'm a deep dive diva. I have more time in the car. For our teachers are a really good example. They may be a bottom line bitch most of the year. And then during the holidays or over the summer, they like level up to like a moderation mama or a deep dive diva. Then when school starts, they go back. It can come and go. You can go in between. It's not like, well, I've decided to be a bottom line bitch. I got extra time. Well, I can't listen to anything else because that's who I am. For a lot of you, you come in deep dive diva. I'm going to do it all. This is the last time. You get excited, riding the train of motivation. If that's you, ride the train of motivation as long as it's to the end of the line, as far as it can take you. But when motivation starts to dip and you're like, oh, that was a bit much. That was a bit much. Maybe I am not actually a deep dive diva. Then just decide how you want to get this information. All right. So all of this stuff is here for you. I want to make sure, though, at the bottom of every page, there is a question mark. It says questions. You can ask any questions right here. This gets you to tech support, account support, our, you know, member support. We've got a tech person over there, an account person over there, website issues, any of that kind of stuff that you need help with, you click on this button. Otherwise, you go to Ask Coaches. So the new Ask Coaches format is amazing, amazing, amazing. Here you can find all of the questions that you asked personally, and here is all of the submissions. Okay. Now, when I go and submit a question, it is anonymous to the membership. So unless you sign it, we're not going to know. The membership will not know who wrote the question in. You just scroll here and you find a question that kind of resonates with you. And then you get to go back and forth with a coach. So here, people have asked a question and a comment has been left. Somebody asked about goal weight. A coach came in. Coach Lizzie signed it. And now when this member logs in, she'll go under my Ask Coaches questions and she will have a comment box and she can comment back to Lizzie. And then when Lizzie gets to work tomorrow, she'll be like, oh, hey. I have a question. I have a response to one of my questions and she will answer. Give us 48 hours to answer. I think there's a way I can see that. When we started this Ask Coaches, I asked questions. You know, I just asked a couple questions to get started. Oh, they redid mine. I don't have any. Oh, because I'm not logged in as myself. That's why. But only the person who asked the original question will see the comment box. So, like, whoever wrote in to Coach Lizzie that we just looked at that question, no other member but the member who asked the question will see a comment box. So come over here and use it up. I want to make sure that you are using it. This is where you get help. All right. I'm trying to see if there's any other questions. Do I have any other questions? Any questions? This call is designed to last, you know, between 30 minutes and an hour. Sometimes we go closer to 30 minutes. we go, you know, just depending. So I want to make sure that if there are questions, I answer them. Zoom user said, I used the new Ask Coaches, but didn't back and forth conversation as expected. So first of all, I want to make sure that you've given them 48 hours to respond. If you haven't, they probably have not gotten back to it yet. If you have, make sure that you go to My Questions, and you should see there when a coach responds, and it should pop up for you. Dina says, for the three calls we have, do we use it within the first month? Yes. Okay. Zoom user with the new Ask Coaches, I want you to go back over to Ask Coaches and look under My Submissions, your particular questions, and see if the coach has left you an answer, which they probably have. If they have not, something terrible bad has gone on our end, I want you to email support. That would be an example of a tech issue. If you've waited 48 hours and have not gotten a response, you want to reach out and say, hey, I did this thing. Can you help me? But go check yours first. Okay. Make sure you check yours first. All right. Any other questions? Any other questions? I am right here to answer any questions you have. You have me. You have my ear. If y'all have any questions, I'll be done. I will be done. All right, y'all. Just checking. Oh, Pam, that's a great example. I may use that again. No BS is like a huge buffet of info, just like a food buffet. If we take more than we need because it's there, then we get stuffed and overwhelmed. Pam! Pam, Pam! Mic drop from Pam! I'm stealing it. Pam, consider it stolen. Love that. Love that. All right. That is really, you know what? I've been doing this a long time. I never thought about that, but that is so true. Oh, that's so good. Okay. Enough love for Pam. Any questions? Ask them now. Ask your questions now. I'm going to give you like 10 more seconds and then I'm going to close it down. You are so welcome for the encouragement. And listen, encouragement is always available to you. You just have to ask for it. We will encourage you every day and Ask Coaches if you want it. Just write in every day. Close your ears, Julie. I want a one-on-one coach. I do not do one-on-one coaching anymore because they got me doing all kinds of other things. And I love my job, but I do miss my private clients terribly. I miss them terribly. Marika, I think. I've been in No BS for a couple of years. However, have not really had a great deal of success. So I'm feeling like a beginner again. First of all, you are beginning, but not necessarily from the beginning. You already know the four basics. You already know how to use the website, probably. You already have a lot of the tools you probably planned before. So you're not actually a true beginner, like somebody just coming in. So give yourself credit for that. Recommitting to everything. Do you have any advice for me? Yes, I do. Go back through the, do just what I said. Act like you're brand new. Go back through the No BS weight loss course. If you haven't done it in a while, we've redone it. Last year, I guess it was. So go back through. Will we be deleted from the 30-day Facebook group after it's over? So the group is not ever over. It just recurs. So we have people in there from day one to day 30. Okay. We have people in there the whole time. So at 30 days, the amazing Coach Christy, new member Coach Christy, will reach out to you, let you know it's time to move to the main group. She'll send you the link, help you get over there, make sure you're all snug as a bug in a rug in the main group, and then we will remove you from that 30-day Facebook group so that you don't, Lord have mercy, we don't need to have a foot in both of them, because then that will create some overwhelm. Yes, we do have opportunities, calls every week. If you just go to our training calendar where you can raise your hand and get coached. I just did a call a little bit ago. Every week, Corinne coaches or I coach on Sundays. And then we typically have like other calls that you can come and raise your hand at. Delaney, I want you to go over and have a back and forth with Ask Coaches. And also come next week, Lisa, will you take her email, and maybe email her and see, like, go when it would be a good time for her to raise her hand to be coached. Maybe we can make sure she gets on one of those. I have been in OBS since 2019 and need to move off the sidelines and get into the game. I know what I need to do. Need to leave the observation stage and make weight loss a priority. Yes, but I want you to really, this is a great thing to take over to Ask Coaches. I want you to ask yourself, what does making it a priority look like? Because probably a lot of times when you use words like that, or like, I need to do the work, or I need to make it a priority, when you look at what that would entail, it would basically mean cutting your life out and giving it all these hours and hours and hours of time. And I want you to really be clear about what does actually getting into action look like, and what is like the minimum barrier to entry to get yourself back into action. Let's see. Wendy Vaughn, email support. Are you in the main group, Wendy? If you're not, email support at pmptribe.com. And I'll check into that for you if you're in, you know, if you hadn't gotten moved over to the main group. Because we got a whole, like, a system going. But, you know, we're humans, we're people, and sometimes stuff happens. Because that's, y'all, we just got people back here pulling all the buttons. And sometimes people make mistakes or they overlook things. And that's why we want you to reach out and let us know. Because we are just humans. We're not bots running on some kind of, you know, intricate system. So any other questions? Any other questions? So what can we take away from this call? The main thing is ask for help. We have so many avenues and opportunities and ways that we can help you. All you have to do is ask. No BS women do not sit around in overwhelm, confusion, fear, like none of that stuff over this website, over this membership, over not doing the things. You have a lifeline. You have people. You have a weight loss team. But we don't know what you need unless you ask. And then we will move heaven and earth to get it to you. We will move heaven and earth to make sure that you have everything that you need in order to lose all of your weight and feel as amazing as you deserve. We got all the resources for you. You just have to ask. All right, y'all. You have a great rest of your weekend. I'm going to fight a crowd. I'm going to fight a crowd. If it don't get done today, it ain't going to get got. Yes, it will not get got. So y'all have a great rest of your Sunday. Plan for your week. If you're looking at the holidays, make sure that you're really looking at your week to say, like, because I have a party on Wednesday. I have a party on Friday that I know are coming. Friday is a potluck. Wednesday, I already know we're ordering pizza. My daughter's coming in from LA on Tuesday morning. I have special breakfast coming up on Christmas Day. I've got a potluck on Christmas Eve. I'm going to take some time today, or in the morning probably. I like to plan my week on Mondays. And just look at my week intentionally and plan that out. It's a different week. It ain't like my regular week. It's going to look different. I need to spend some time with that. All right, y'all. Have a great rest of your day. I will talk to y'all later.